So most people, Shabbos afternoon, if you're within the age of 25 to 50, at your Shabbos table, you have guests over. What's the hottest topic of conversation? Is a tuition crisis. Is how much you spend on yeshiva. I spend $15,000 per kid. This one says, yeah, well, I'm going to this special yeshiva. It's costing me $20,000. How are we going to fix the thing? Government credits. I don't know. Put the kids all in public school. I don't know. Whatever. Everyone has their own brilliant idea on how to solve the crisis. Unfortunately, the crisis is still real, and education is extremely expensive, albeit extremely important. So the question is, are you allowed to have these discussions at your Shabbos table? You're throwing around numbers. This one's comparing that my yeshiva is cost $12,000 per year, and this one says, yeah, well, my yeshiva, it's $12,000 plus the building fund plus this. They're hitting costs. It comes out to $15,000, and numbers are being thrown out left and right. Or is it permitted, is it forbidden to talk about these numbers on Shabbos? So the Gemara in Shabbos says that cheshbonos that already passed or that are going to come, in other words, if you've got a debt that you need to pay up, you need to cheshbon out how much to pay your workers, talking about or cheshboning out cheshbonos, calculations of how much I need to pay my worker is forbidden on Shabbos. You're not allowed to think about these cheshbonos, or rather verbalize and calculate these cheshbonos on Shabbos. We'll see why in a second. The Gemara, though, adds, if it's cheshbonos shel melech v'shel ma b'kach, which means that they're pointless, they're just stomp-hocking around, you know, conversations that have no practical, the cheshbon has no practical application to it, that is permitted. So the question is, well, why? Why is it forbidden to talk about cheshbonos of paying for your workers and these practical cheshbonos? Why is it forbidden on Shabbos? Anyone want to suggest a reason? So one reason you could say is daber daber. You could say that it's not going to have your diburo of Shabbos, your words on Shabbos, have to be different than your words on Wednesday and Tuesday and Monday. So therefore, your words have to be different. And therefore, if you talk about monetary matters on Shabbos, it's a violation of the Isser of Daber Dover. A second reason, and that's Shittas of Rashi. Rashi says very clearly, the reason is Daber Dover. The Rambam says, no, it's for a totally different reason, that what happens if I start calculating and making calculations how much I need to do my work, or what am I going to do? It used to be you'd pull out a pen and paper. Now you pull out your phone. But still, the Rambam says, it's Shema Yikosim. Maybe you're going to come to write it down. Whether writing on the phone is writing, that's all separate. But let's assume still, it's still easier. You know you're not going to turn on your phone on Shabbos. But to grab a pencil, maybe you'll take a pencil. If it's easy lying around, and you'll start calculating. I owe this one, it's $50 an hour times 20 hours. You start sitting, cheshbonning out how much. So maybe you're going to come to write. So two completely different reasons why you're not going to have these verbalized, these calculations on Shabbos. What's a practical ramification between these two reasons, says the Avnei Shafet? Am I allowed to think it without verbalizing it? So am I allowed to sit and calculate how much I owe my workers on Shabbos? If you say the reason is daber dover is only if there's a dibur, right? Daber dover, speak it out. If you think it out, maybe it should be fine. And therefore, according to the Rashi, who says the reason is daber dover, perhaps cheshbonus in your mind would be permitted. But if you say the reason is shemi yikasev, maybe I'm going to come to write it down. So surely if I'm just doing it in my head, I'm not even verbalizing it, it's hard to remember the number 20 times 10, 15, you know, I'm going to get all of this smished. So therefore, I'm just going to end up writing it down. It would be forbidden. Okay, here's the tricky one. What about another nafkamina? And this is the chabura. What about if it's not relevant to me, but it's for my friend? It's for someone else. So I'm sitting here. I paid all my workers. I'm totally okay. I'm good. I have no debts, nothing. But my buddy is at the Shabbos table, and he tells me, oh, he's got so many problems. So I'm sitting there, let me think, how can I help him out? Well, he's got chovos. Let me see, I could get him insurance for cheaper this way. I could get him his kids in a different yeshiva. And I start calculating in my mind, and I start verbalizing numbers out, and I start making, you know, calculations out loud. Permitted or forbidden? It's not for me, it's for my buddy, yeah? So what do you think about that? Well, if you say the reason is daber dover, talking, should it be permitted or forbidden? You're talking. Why is there any difference if it's about me or you? Just throwing out money numbers and calculations should be problematic. But if you say Shemi Yikasev, look, I care about my buddy. You know, I like him a lot. I want to help him save money on his tour. You know, tell him to sign with Geico. You save 15% car insurance, whatever. But the point is, but I don't really care so much about him, so much that I'm going to start taking out a pen and paper and writing out cheshbonos. If it's for myself, I'm making my own, you know, figuring out how my budget. That's one thing. If it's for my friends, maybe I don't care as much. Perhaps that's a nafka mina. Okay, now we get to halacha l'maaseh. So how does Shulchan Aruch paskin? Does he paskin like Rashi? Does he paskin like the Rambam? So Shulchan Aruch in Shin Zayin Vav says, Oser lachshov cheshbonos. You're not going to make cheshbonos, you know, if it's for your relevant for you. V'davka shadayin tzchar poam etzo. Avon parim kvar mutter. So Shulchan Aruch just says the case, if it's, you already paid your workers and it's nothing talk, it's just hacking around, it's permitted. But if it's benefit for yourself, then it's forbidden. Says the Mishnah Berurah, one second, what's the reason why it's forbidden to talk about things that are relevant for you on Shabbos? Mishnah Berurah says, Daber Dover. He doesn't mention the Rambam at all. He only mentions Rashi's reason about Daber Dover. And then consistent with what we just said, he says, V'im cheshbonos elu yesh ben tzorech chavero. If it's for your friend, remember, he said the reason was Daber Dover. So if it's for your friend, should it be forbidden or permitted if the reason is Daber Dover? It should be Aser, he says. V'im cheshbonos elu yesh ben tzorech chavero v'choshech cheshbonos elu with tzarko for him, Aser. It's forbidden. So Mishnah Berurah is pretty consistent. As a side point, the Eliyahu Rabbah paskins like Rambam and seems to say that for your friend it's permitted, so that's just a side point. Halacha l'maaseh, you got problems over here. So now let's talk it out. I'm sitting at my table. I've paid up all my bills for Beis Yaakov for the next 10 years. I've got zero money and I'm $1 million in debt. Yeah? So I paid it all up. I'm done. Now I've got a new friend who comes into my neighborhood and he's sitting here and he wants to know which yeshiva should he send his kid. Should he send his kids to yeshiva A, which is $12,000? Should he send his kid to B, which is $11,000 for you? And I am sitting here calculating for him, well, this one's got a building fund hidden fee. This one, you know, the busing you have to pay for. And I'm sitting here cheshbing for him, permitted or forbidden on Shabbos according to the Mishnah Berurah. It's Litzarko. Usher, no? Don't waver in it. It's Usher. It's Litzarko. It's Mefurish in the Mishnah Berurah. It should be permitted. So the tuition crisis, I'm sitting around talking about how to solve the tuition crisis. Is it Litzarich?
But if it's not,
let's say
for one individual.
Okay, so Viter, it should be Usher. It's Litzorich, many people. Am I allowed to sit around and figure out ways to solve the tuition crisis on Shabbos? Am I allowed to say, well, if we all cut back on computers, you know, or the art classes, and then we could save $2,000 per year for yeshiva, everyone can make a $50 savings, whatever. So you sort of cheshbening out. So it's Litzorich, the whole school. It's not for me because I'm already paid my year of tuition. Is that permitted or not? It would sound like perhaps, from the Mishnah Berurah, that would be forbidden. You know, if it's just stam hak, you know, if I'm totally not involved, I just like talking about it because it's a fun topic. You know, we're just talking about how crazy it is and you're bemoaning it and you just want to kvetch. So then it would be permitted, maybe. But if it has any tzorach, and you hope what you're doing has some tzorach, right, it would be forbidden. So is there any heter now to save us from talking about the tuition crisis on Shabbos? So comes along,
my point is nothing has changed in the next 20 years.
Correct. So which...
I know you're talking, you just stopped talking.
I agree. No, I agree. Okay. I agree. But if it's the intent is with Sarko, so maybe it doesn't make a difference. If my intent is to make it better. Comes along Shmir Shabbos Kuchas and says two rules, ironclad rules, which should fit very nice with what we said. He said, you're allowed to talk about how much a chepetz is worth. Some guy, you're allowed to say, I just bought, you know, this great jacket, cost me $50 at a great price. Why? Just stomach. There's no benefit to it. There's no toelis at all. And in fact, even if I didn't pay my worker yet, I'm just allowed to say a number. You know why? Because if it's no cheshbonos involved, and I'm just throwing out numbers, says the Shmir Shabbos, it's permitted. So if I have a business and I haven't paid my workers, and I just tell my friend, you know what, Sunday morning, I need to go to my bank, take out $50,000 and I need to pay all my workers. I haven't paid them in the last 3 months. Permitted or forbidden according to Shmir Shabbos? It's actually permitted. Why? Because I'm not making any cheshbonos. I'm throwing out a number, 50,000. I'm telling you how much I'm going to pay. Do I need my accountant for that? Absolutely not. Every idiot could fit. No, if it's 50,000, it's a round number. You pay 50,000 every 3 months. You go to your bank, you take it out, it's fine. Says the Shmir Shabbos, the next halacha, you're not allowed to talk about how much your something is worth. You know, so your friend comes to your house and says, wow, that's a beautiful, wall unit you got over there. How much did you pay for it? I really need a wall unit. And so you say, I got it for $300 cheap. I bought it on, you know, whatever, this Craigslist. Great deal I got, this wall unit. $300, I'll tell you, I saw another one. Is that permitted or forbidden? That would be forbidden, because that's the tzorich of your friend. That's what the Shmir Shabbos Kochas says. Again, tuition crisis, which would be with tzorich chavero, would be forbidden. Comes along the Avnei Yishofa and says, no, 1 second. He argues on the Shmir Shabbos. He says, 1 second. The only time that it's forbidden, listen to this, is the only time that it's actually going to be forbidden is if you start calculating intense numbers based on the earlier Shmir Shabbos. He says, if my friend wants to know how much my wall unit cost, and he wants to go buy it after Shabbos, I can tell him it's $300. As long as I'm just telling it as Sipur Ba'alma, as a fact. As long as I don't tell him, well, it cost me $150, plus shipping and handling was another $50, plus the guy to bring it in, let me see, called the mover, cost me $75, plus I had to tip each guy $20, let me cheshbon that out, that comes out to $450. Yeah, that would be forbidden. For someone to tell you an exact price, though, specific numbers, then says the Avnei Yishofa, it is permitted. Similarly, listen to this wild heter. I saw in the Sefer, who wants to be medayik from the Mishmur, the Aderes Yaakov. Listen to this diuk. He says, the Mishnah Brura's lashon was, v'choshev hacheshbonos ha'elu v'tzarko. Mashma, he says, "Delodai be'etzem mashachaberu tzorich lezeh b'chdei la'aser." It's not enough that my friend needs to know the information. I have to tell him the amount because I want to tell him it so that I can help him. In other words, if I want to talk about a tuition crisis, why do I want to talk about a tuition crisis? You know why? Because it's a good conversation topic. Do I want to help out someone? Yeah, I wouldn't mind if I solve the tuition crisis. Why am I talking about the tuition crisis? Because I need a hack. I need something to talk about at the table. You know, my wife invited these people for the gab, you know, for an hour, 2 hours of lunch. I have no topics to discuss them. We ran through all the background questions. Now we need to stop and talk about something for 20 minutes for dessert. So I figure I'll bring up a tuition crisis. Obviously, you want to have some toelis out of the conversation. But the point is, just because he says, you want to talk about it. It's an interesting topic. But even if it will actually help your friend, if that's not your intent, then it's permitted. So perhaps that's another svara why you could be makel. A separate last point, before I tell you the final last point. The last point is that even when you talk about cheshbonos like this and there's no point and it's just time talking, some poskim, like the Ber Moshe says, you shouldn't give exact numbers. So someone says, well, how much are you paying tuition at your yeshiva? And it's for no point at all. He just wants to know. It's just an interesting topic. You shouldn't say, I'm paying $10,345. You should say, I'm paying approximately $10,000. Because once you get into numbers, that's more cheshbonos, that's forbidden. The final line to end with is a scary line. Sorry, a little bit of depressing, sad point of the Mishnah Berurah here, which warns you. He says, well, look, this whole discussion is nice. But practically, what should you be talking about at your Shabbos table? Divrei Torah. And he says, you have to be conscious. Forget about any daber dover. Forget about any problems of halacha. Mishnah Berurah has 4 lines. It's a pretty big allotment to this topic, where he says, it's sicha b'teila. He says, you have to be careful not to just waste your time, sicha b'teila, especially for men who have a chi of Talmud Torah, Shabbos afternoon. You should be careful, he says, not to go on with the sicha b'teila, and you should notice, you know, shulamnoa mizem mitzad sicha b'teila, she'en sicha b'teila roi v'yirei chet. It's not good. It's not good for people who want to work on themselves, and therefore, any yafik kach l'talmud chacham, v'avi kamoshav leitzin, v'mevatel v'em limudo. So even though it may be fundamentally permitted to talk about tuition crisis, if you're not giving specific cheshbonos, if you're not having it specifically for a purpose to help out your friend figure out what yeshiva to go to, it may be permitted. Still, you shouldn't say the exact number. You also shouldn't do it for many to try to minimize it because of sicha b'teila.